The report of my death was an exaggeration, one of Mark Twain's great lines, and often misquoted, by the way. Just over 24 hours from now, in the middle of Melbourne, Professor Stephen Lacey, who's Deakin University's thinker in residence, will say pretty much the same about the American news media. Parts of it, he says, are doing well.
Well, in Michigan, there's a company called Advance. It's owned by the Newhouse family, and it's a private company, so we can't see all of their data, but they have 8 legacy newspapers, or used to be dailies. Now they're only delivered to the home 3 days a week, but you could get one every day if you go down to the local 7-Eleven. But they've also created a state website called MLive, and they did this 17 years ago, so they've been investing in it slowly over the years. And now it has become quite successful. Every month, they expand the number of page views, the number of unique visitors. They're making money. They're adding reporters. As a matter of fact, in the past 3 years, they have become the best news organization covering the state government of Michigan, better than the big metros in Detroit. So they seem to be doing it right.
I would imagine that a lot of people will be looking at them closely and trying to work out what it is exactly they're doing so right. Have you got any insights on that?
Well, one of the things that they're doing right, and what we have to acknowledge is the fact that journalism depends upon advertising to generate its revenue, its bulk of revenue, is that they have changed their advertising department from just a department that goes to sell ads in newspapers or on a website into what they're calling need-based advertising agency. So the people in the advertising department will go to a company, let's say Myers, which is not the Myers you have here. It's a large Kmart or Woolworth or that sort of thing. And they can sit down and say, we're Advance Publication. We produce these 150 different types of publications in print, magazines, television. And what is it that you want to do? Who do you want to reach? And how often do you want to reach them? And they put together an advertising package. So one of the things that journalism has to do is rethink the way they deal with advertising and become much more diverse in how they approach the package of advertising that they're selling. Most of the newspapers in our country, at least the larger ones, are part of groups. And so they'll be working on the group level to sell advertising as much or more than at the local level.
Stephen, you said something earlier, one word, which I wonder if it turns out to be critically important, private. Advance is a private company. It doesn't have to meet quarterly earnings on the stock market. It's not going to go down if it doesn't hit certain numbers because its owners are a much smaller group of people. How important do you think that is?
I think that's a crucial element. The boom in public ownership of newspapers and other news organizations in the States really started with Gannett in the 70s, and then in the 80s and 90s, you had these companies buying up newspapers. And actually, that's one of the reasons they got into trouble, is that they bought so many newspapers, they borrowed so much money, that when the recession hit and then the transition began, they had a huge debt load. Now, some of them have gone out of business because of that debt load. Others have begun to manage that. But those large companies that go out of business or choose not to be in newspapers anymore, like the Tribune Company is doing in the States, they will be selling their newspapers probably to private owners. We did a study of ownership during the 80s and 90s, and what we found is that public owners during that period of time were requiring quarterly profits in the 20% or higher profit margin range. Now, in contrast to that, during that period of time, the New York Times accepted 15 to 12%. And the reason is the New York Times has public stock, but they have different levels. So they have the family still controlling the newsroom, the editorial process. And the New York Times invest in that because that's a decision they want to do. So private companies have that discretion. They can invest in the news if they like, or if they want, they can not invest in the news. But public corporations don't have the discretion. They have to meet the requirements of the stock market, or else people will throw out the current management, or they'll sell their stock.
Can I ask you about one company in particular, Stephen, which is now in private hands? This is the Orange County Register. Bought last year, about a year ago, by a couple of guys who really had been internet entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. This is a paper which has a real history of being an innovator. 25 years ago, they were one of the first to use color, for example, but they've fallen on harder times. And now it's really interesting what these two guys have gone. First of all, they have created a hard paywall, so there is nothing for free. But right. they've also really invested in the journalism. They've increased the size of the newsroom by 60%.
Yes. Yes, it's an interesting experiment, and of course, it's only been a year. The returns are good. They increased their circulation by more than a quarter over that period of time. But they've also taken on several other things. They've invested in and expanded their sort of suburban weekly operation by, I saw 24 in a story last week, 26 in a story this morning, as a matter of fact. They've hired a guy named Rob Curley, who worked at the Washington Post early on dealing with digital distribution. And I know Rob, and he's someone who is very cognizant of community journalism. And so even if it's digitally delivered or on paper, he emphasizes that connection between the people the paper serves and, in effect, their profits. We'll see what happens. Orange County, of course, is a fairly well-off county. It's got a higher than average income. Mm-hmm. It tends to be a fairly conservative county.
It's interesting because I identified private as perhaps one of the key words. Community seems to be another one.
Oh, absolutely. It's to some degree what happened to newspapers as they became larger public corporations is that they begin to lose contact with that community. So you would move reporters and editors from one place to another. And they would come in and really have no knowledge of the community. And it might take them 3 to 5 years to understand it. And then they may move to another newspaper. So the attachment between that community and the journalists that cover that community has always been an important element in newspapers in the States.
That tends to suggest that there are going to be different models in different markets, doesn't it?
I absolutely believe that. The overall model will be multiple platforms. But what you emphasize in terms of the platform you use for distribution can vary tremendously. If you have a wired community where the people use computers at work and they're online all the time at home, then it makes sense because it's convenient to go and look at that community content on the computer. If that's not the case, where people don't necessarily work on the computer all day or don't want to look at it at night because they spend too much time in the day, paper will continue to work. It takes that awareness of what the people want, not only in content, but in that distribution system, to become successful.
Stephen, if I think about all the things that you've been talking about, I wonder if in 5 years from now, there might actually be more outlets than there were 20 years ago.
That's a strong possibility. Certainly the outlets, at least the traditional outlets, are becoming more substitutable. If you go online and you look at a local television news site and a local newspaper news site, they will look very much alike. They both have video, they both have text, they both have photographs. So we're getting some competition now across the media. But we're also getting these sites that people start because they think that the old media are not serving the community. Some of them are quite impressive, and it's interesting to go around and look at them.
Stephen, thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Richard.
Professor Stephen Lacey, really a news economist. He works at Michigan State University, and you'll find details of his talk on the website abc.net.au/radionational.